Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and today is June 8th, and I want to look at chapter 8 in Proverbs. This summer, trying to get you into the habit of reading whatever the day of the week is in Proverbs. And today's June 8th. And so I want to encourage you to read chapter 8 of Proverbs. And obviously, I can't go through the whole chapter. I mean, I can just read through it, but I don't think that's beneficial. I want you to get in God's Word. But I do want to share some things with you because Proverbs has so much wisdom in it. And I think we all want to make wiser decisions, right? Oh, I know I do. And I have just learned when I have done that, when I've gone through seasons where I will read whatever the day of that week is, or that month, should I say, that it's amazing how God, the next month, I read chapter 8, something different will speak to me than the previous month. And I've done that several times over the past several years, and it's amazing how God does that. And God's word is alive, and it wants to speak to you, friends. And for some of you, maybe you've gotten stale in your Bible reading, or maybe you've never done it. And you know what? Proverbs is a great way to start. So let's look at chapter 8 in Proverbs. It talks about wisdom specifically a lot in this chapter, and it's kind of a call, just trying to make sure. In chapter 7, it talks about more about being careful about the immoral woman, which could also be an immoral man, and just being careful with the temptations that come with that. And just obviously, you just see so many things that happen there, friends, and you have to be careful of that. That's in chapter 7. But chapter 8 goes on here and just saying that, you know, wisdom was present with us from the beginning of the creation. And it challenges even in verse 6 in Proverbs chapter 8, listen to me, for I have excellent things to tell you. I like that. Then this one, listen. Did you know God wants to speak to you, friends? I think it's interesting proportionally. God gives us two ears and one mouth, so maybe we're supposed to listen twice as much as we speak. That I love, not only does it remind us, listen to me, but then it says, for I have excellent things to tell you. And then it goes on to say, everything I say is right. And friends, you want to have more peace in your life? Just honor God with your decisions. Doesn't always mean they'll be popular, okay? And you may get some pushback, or you may get fun made of you, but you know what? You'll have more peace. And you'll sleep better at night when you look at yourself in the mirror the next day when you're getting ready for work or to do what you have to do in life that day. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll have peace. You'll have more self-esteem, as we've talked about earlier. You won't be buying into the lies from the enemy that you're a loser and you can't do anything right. And you want to say, once again, it's not about perfection, okay? But it is trying to glorify God and honor God with our one and only lives. And not somebody else's life, not our parents, not our grandparents, not our kids, not our grandchildren, not our friends, not our neighbors, but with our one and only life. It goes on to say in verse 7 there in Proverbs chapter 8, for I speak the truth and I hate every kind of deception. Friends, we have to be careful because we can get into that. And the enemy loves to deceive us. And just be careful of that. Goes on to say in verse 8, my advice is wholesome and good. There's nothing crooked or twisted in it. Once again, are you being God-honoring with your words, your decisions, your conversations, your emails, your texts, your plans? And one of the things that I just love about being a follower of Jesus, and I know some of you are like, you know, man, I want to follow God, but I had a guy tell me recently at church, after church, he said, I'm really struggling understanding some of the King James Version. Can you recommend another version? So I said, yeah, well, why don't you look at either the New King James Version or maybe the NIV or the New Living Translation, to kind of give him some options. And he said, I appreciate that because I really want to get to know God better and learn. I'm kind of new on my spiritual journey, but the King James Version has just been so hard. But in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 9, it says, my words are plain to anyone with understanding and clear to those who want to learn. So I want to ask you this summer, Do you want to learn more about being a follower of Jesus and living your one and only life with a God honoring life? Well, if you do, then friends, God will speak to you because His words are plain to anyone. But like any good relationship, it demands time, right? And a commitment. So I want to ask you, maybe that means you have to go to bed a little earlier. And I know that's harder sometimes in the summer and it stays daylight longer and things. But you know what? So, you know, I'm going to get into bed a little earlier. I'm not going to stay up till 11. I'm going to go to bed at 10:30. Do something. Just say, hey, I'm going to get up a half hour earlier. And I promise you, friends, you'll never regret it. Or at least start with 15 minutes and just start reading whatever the proverb of the day is. It goes on to say in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10, choose my instruction rather than silver and knowledge over pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you can desire be compared with it. And friends, you know, it's amazing sometimes. Think about the people that, it's just been sad as you see people that have had a lot of fame and yet just didn't have that peace. You think about Elvis and how he struggled with drugs and things and yet, you know, nobody was more well-known and was, quote, loved by the world. But, you know, Whitney Houston, just, you know, the list goes on and on of people. Chris Farley, just, you know, tremendous comedian. And yet, friends, there's a God-sized shape hole in us that only God can fill. And He wants to speak to you. He wants to help you when you're hurting. And He wants to give you wisdom. And so be careful. God loves to bless His kids, and it's okay to have nice things. But do those nice things own you? Are you going into debt with those? And maybe you put off. I've got a friend of mine that they could have bought a new car 10 years ago, easily. And really, really nice car. But we were talking one day, and he just said, you know, God just kind of convicted me that, you know what, I'm going to stay with what I've got. Yeah, it's been paid off for a year, and it's amazing. They're still driving that car now, and it's over 15 years old, and they can afford one of the nicest cars available. But they've used that money to help bless other people. They're very generous with those financial resources. And the beautiful part was I was sharing this story with a guy that I mentored, and he's been blessed financially, and he was just like, wow. He said, yeah, man, I was thinking about buying a new pickup truck and one with all the bells and whistles. But he said, you know, mine's fine right now, and I'm going to try to model what your friend did. And so, friends, as the old saying goes sometimes, more is caught than taught. In other words, actions speak louder than words. And people are watching. You'd just be amazed. But they are, friends. They really are. And, man, I'm just more aware of that all the time and trying to just be really careful and wise about how I handle people, whether it's waiters or waitresses. I mean, if you want to see how somebody, how their heart is, how they'll really handle situations, see how they treat people that can't do anything for them. Watch how people treat waiters and waitresses. And you know what kind of grieves me as a follower of Jesus and a servant leader here in Central Kentucky that, you know, I hear from waiters and waitresses the day that they dislike working more than any other day is Sunday lunches. Ouch. Sunday lunches. Sunday lunch crowd, people come in and, you know, a lot of times they can tell because they're dressed nicely and most time, unless you've gone to church or not, and or maybe, you know, they're dressed casual and that's fine. You know, you don't have to have a dress code to go to worship God, but maybe they pray for the eat, but they've been so demanding and so critical and just snappy and not loving at all. And then on top of that, they're not generous with a tip. And friends, I want to encourage you, leave at least 20% on Sundays, and I would encourage you to leave a lot more. We need to be known as being generous if we're followers of Jesus. And sometimes you say, well, they didn't do a good job or whatever. Well, you know, you may be right, but as I've heard before, you know, sometimes if somebody's acting ugly on the outside, it's because they're hurting on the inside. So I want to encourage you to be generous anyway, and I know that's hard sometimes. And then say a prayer for them. You never know. It could be the person back in the kitchen struggling, or maybe they have an ill child, or maybe they're a single parent, or maybe they're struggling with addiction, or you just never, never know. And so just want to encourage you to be generous on Sundays if you go out to eat. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 says, I love all who love me. Those who search for me will surely find me. Some of you listening today, you just need to know God loves you. God loves you. I want you to say that out loud with me. God loves me. One more time. God loves me. Oh, my goodness. The enemy wants you to doubt that, friends. And, you know, maybe you've got a struggling area you're struggling in right now. You think, God cannot love me. Friends, he does love you. Yes, he hurts because you hurt, and he wants to help you if you've got an area in your life that is just separating you from him. But, oh, please make no mistake about it. God loves you. God loves you, friends. I love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, and these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And God loves you, friends. John 3:16, most well-known Bible verse in the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As the old saying goes, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And I'm so thankful that God modeled love, and he loves you today. And that when you search for him, friends, you will find him, as it tells us in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Goes on to say in verse 22 in Proverbs chapter 8. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 8 today, trying to get people in the habit of maybe reading the Proverbs this month of June, whatever the day of the week is. Today we're looking at chapter 8. It says in chapter 8, verse 22, the Lord formed me from the beginning before he created anything else. I was appointed ages past as the very first before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs babbled forth their waters, before the mountains and the hills were formed. I was born before he made the earth and fields and the first handfuls of soil. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set the clouds above, when he established the deep fountains of the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the sea so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth's boundaries, I was the architect at his side. I was his constant delight, his wide world, and all this human family. And so, my children, listen to me. For happy are all who follow my ways. Listen to my counsel and be wise. Don't ignore it. Say that again, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 30. And so, my children, listen to me, for happy are all who follow my ways. Listen to my counsel and be wise. Don't ignore it. And then he goes on to close out the chapter in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34 and 35. Happy are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me, finds life, and wins approval from the Lord. But those who miss me have injured themselves, and all who hate me love death. Basically, that's wisdom, friends. That's what God's talking about. Listen to me. I want to give you wisdom. And happier those who listen to me. But those who miss me and don't listen to wisdom have injured themselves, and all who hate wisdom love death. So I want to encourage you today. God wants you to have life, and I hope that you'll read Proverbs chapter 8 today. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.